Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Cyclamen are one of my favorite indoor bloomers this time of year. Did you know that it actually can take cooler temps? And I like to use them in my container gardens, but I also love to share them with my friends and family this time of year. If you notice, and if you come up really close and take a look at the bloom, they actually bloom upside down. Look at that. So if you get really close, see, look how the bloom is actually upside down, and then they come up like this. So a few tips and tricks about how to take care of this gorgeous winter bloomer called cyclamen. Oh my goodness, I can't remember how to spell it. Wait, C-Y-C-L-A-M-E-N, cyclamen. They come in so many great colors. I'm showing you a white one, but they have beautiful blooms that have ruffles on them. They come in beautiful hues of pink, beautiful hues of red. But they like to take their water from the bottom of the plant, from the root system. So when you're watering your cyclamen, be sure not to water it from overhead. And the reason why is because it kind of helps prevent from the leaves getting wet and root rot. It just makes it a lot easier. But another great thing is, if you come up really close, look at all of these gorgeous blooms that are about to come up. Look at it. It's loaded. They're all down and through in there. And so this will give you color for about 8 weeks. So that's another reason why I love to give it as a gift. It makes a great teacher's gift, but I like to give it as a gift for the season. Now, because it likes to take the water from the bottom, remember, don't water overhead, because it just helps reduce like mold and all kinds of other stuff that can, you know, develop on top, is I like to share in a glass vase. I'll simply take just a simple glass cylinder and I'll line it with a few different things. One option is you can line it with what I like to call moss ribbon. And so they sell the moss in these bolts. It literally comes just like ribbon. And I have some nestled in this container already, but look, so I'll literally just simply open up the bolt and nestle it and slide it in here in the glass container. And this is just a nice decorative element to wrap the root ball of the cyclamen. And then I'll take the cyclamen and plop it inside the cylinder vase. And then you've got, look how beautiful that is. What a great gift to share with somebody. If you look up close, what this does is it allows the cyclamen to drink from the bottom of the container, and then you've got this beautiful decorative element of the moss, and it's a really beautiful gift to share. Okay, now, let me tell you, when I say water, I'm not saying water where the water fills up to here. You only want just a touch of water sitting in the bottom of the container, okay? You do not want the water to fill up anywhere past not even a half an inch, because you definitely don't want to suffocate the plant. But this is a great way to share the plant, like I said, with your friends. Now, another fun element to do, I'm going to take the cyclamen out of the glass container, is you could also, I'm going to take the moss out of the container, just lay this over here on the side of this, is you also could layer in beautiful sticks These are gorgeous little miniature birch logs that I like to also use. You know, it's just part of the festive season. Let me put the cyclamen back in here and you can just kind of give you an idea of what that looks like. Now, the cylinder vase that I'm using is about 8 inches tall and about probably, I think it's probably about 8 inches in diameter. So it gives me plenty of room to nestle in these beautiful birch logs. And so I would just lay clusters of them all the way around and just simply fill in that space between the root ball and the glass cylinder. And it really adds just a nice rustic element. So be sure to check out our YouTube channel and you'll be able to see actually what this looks like in person if you're listening to our podcast. Now, another really pretty element is I love to take these gorgeous cinnamon sticks. Take a look at this. These are nice and long, and you can find these at your local craft store. But I'm gonna turn this to the other side. This is another really, really pretty element to add to this to kind of decorate it, is you can simply slide the cinnamon sticks in and just layer them side by side. And I like to use the long cinnamon sticks. These are also probably about 8 inches tall, and it really forms this beautiful, nice, rustic look along the edge. And then you simply can nestle, look at that, you can just simply nestle the leaves of the cyclamen kind of through this. But it's just another really pretty decorative element that you can add this time of year when you're sharing this as a gift. Now, you don't have to give it to your friends. You could also use this in your home, you know, have this as a beautiful, as a centerpiece. But if you are sharing it with your friends, be sure to, I like to always adorn it with gorgeous ribbon and a beautiful tag, but you could write the care instructions on the tag. And what I would write on the back of the tag is that be sure it's in full sunlight or indirect sunlight. Be sure that, well, hold on, let me rephrase that again. You wanna make sure it gets full sunlight, okay? Don't keep this in a shady spot in your home. Be sure to water it from the bottom and make sure you only add, you know, no less than 1/2 inch of water in the bottom of the vase. And then also be sure to feed it. And the best way to feed it is I love to buy those little tiny Miracle-Gro sticks and just kind of nestle one in there, and it lasts for about 6 weeks. But always adorn it with a beautiful card with some care instructions. And then of course you could add this gorgeous ribbon. I love to use neutral colors this time of year. You don't always have to have, you know, the bright reds. I love the golds and the silvers, and you know, just a beautiful way to really share with your friends the gorgeous plants of the season. Okay, this is my cyclamen.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com for more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home. Be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.